His trainer, Tony Dutrow, is nice enough to spend a few minutes with us here this morning on the Equine Forum. Tony, it is Mike Penna and Jude Feld in our Jimmy John's of Lexington studios. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, happy to have you on board. Let's start by looking back on that performance in the Remsen. Really professional and really good.
We were very happy. It was, I think, about 65 days from his maiden win at Belmont Park to the Remsen going a mile and an eighth. And he seemed to handled just everything like he had done it before. So we were very happy to see him get the distance and act as professional as he did.
Well, you've done such a great job bringing this horse along, kind of an old school style with the sprint and then the one turn mile and the mile and an eighth, just a thing of beauty. And that big speed figure he got last time, it bodes well for his future.
Well, we felt that we felt we took our time with him. We never felt like we had the horse 100% to show what he could do, what he was capable of. But don't get me wrong, he was ready to run in all those races. So I have to be hopeful that from him, his turn to a two-year-old to his three-year-old year, I have to be hopeful that we haven't seen the best of this horse, and I don't think we're going to see the best of him today in the Risen Star Stakes as well. There's so much more of the year in front of him. But nonetheless, he is ready to run, and the horse is doing very good, and we're hopeful that we see enough positiveness today to keep the dream alive.
Well, Tony, it's funny you say that, because a couple of weeks ago, Ian Wilkes joined us on this program talking about McCracken, who made his debut in the Sam F. Davis and set the track record. And he said the same thing. He said, I would be foolish if I told you he was 110% fully cranked for this effort today. Obviously, it's not the main goal. It's the same thing with Motown. Now, after he won the Remsen, you brought him to Florida to train for the winter. He is working exceptionally well, bullet workouts at Payson Training Center. And let me tell you, if you're working bullets at Payson, you're pretty fit. Tell me about the months since the Remsen and how this horse has developed and maybe even changed a little bit, in your opinion.
Well, after Thanksgiving, we sent him immediately down to Payson in Florida. And he had a very light December. He was not out of training. He had no workouts, but he did get a saddle most days. But nonetheless, it was a pretty low key December. And January, we started his workouts early in January, and he had a fun January, and we gave him a couple good workouts in February. So I'm confident that the horse is ready to run today. I have to feel that he's not 100% in fitness, but that's no excuse. The horse is ready to get going today. And Ian Wilkes is a very, very good horse trainer. He has experience. I'm sure that he prepared his horse with the same approach that there's so much more of the year to come.
When did you know that this horse might be something special?
Oh boy, Jude, that's a big word. When did I know that this horse was promising and better than average and nice horse and glad to have him? Oh, probably March. But as far as special goes, boy, I'm hoping he's special to this day. I'm hoping he's special, but I don't know that he is.
Tony, you've been to the Kentucky Derby before, back in 2013 with Giant Finish. What did you learn going down the road that year that maybe is helping you in your approach to going down that road with Motown this year?
Oh, well, how do I do this kindly? Giant Finish did not belong in the Kentucky Derby. I didn't even attend it. I don't know that I learned anything.
Well, Tony Dutrow, blatantly honest, brutally honest, talking about Giant Finish and that Derby in 2013. I'll ask it to you this way then, Tony. Do you feel at this point anyways that Motown deserves to be considered among those top Derby prospects?
Mike, deserve. You know, I got to answer it. Deserve? No, no. None of them deserve anything. They have all to prove their worth. Each and every one of them. Distance and soundness and being classy enough to get there. So none of them at this point are deserving of anything. But all of them have so much to prove, and I'm hopeful. And I do believe that Motown has a lot of the tools to get himself there, but there's lots of long way to go here.
You this horse was purchased for $200,000 at the Keeneland September sale. Did you have something to do with the purchase?
Well, yeah, he was purchased for Team D. We bought him, sure. We bought him for $200,000 at Keeneland. Mm-hmm.
What caught your eye about him at that point, Tony?
Well, his Uncle Mo's first crop. Motown was in his second crop, but Uncle Mo's first crop, I had some. I was lucky enough to get about four of them from various clients that I work for. So I had some experience with them. And they were really the right kind of horse. So when I went to the Keeneland Yearling sales that fall, I went there in hope to buy a good Uncle Mo. And I was able to find one and buy one for $200,000. Now, having said that, right after that, that Nyquist won the Breeders' Cup, and next year the Derby, and lots of good Mo's, Uncle Mo's started showing up that fall, and I could have never bought that horse this last year or this year for that kind of money. So I just was fortunate enough to be a little bit ahead of the bubble there and find a good Uncle Mo before Uncle Mo's really got to proving what they have and what they will continue to.
Well, Tony, he's proven he has a lot of ability, as you mentioned. He has all the tools. Let's hope he can continue to keep putting those together, and let's hope he can take you to Churchill Downs in the first Saturday in May. We appreciate the time, my friend. We'll be watching this afternoon. All the best with Motown and all of your other horses.
Well, Mike, thank you so much, and I hope the same for all the people's promising three-year-olds, that everybody's three-year-old continues to keep the dream alive for them.